أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 101 of Surah Yusuf, effectively the last ayah regarding the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. In the previous verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the coming of the family of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. His parents, his brothers, other family members had come to Misr, to Egypt. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, his father, according to certain narrations, for a period of 24 years with Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam in Egypt. And then Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam passed away in Egypt. Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam passed away, according to some narrations, at the age of 147 years. Thereafter, before he passed away rather, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made one wasiyat, one bequest to his son Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that when I leave this world, then make sure that I'm buried next to my father, that is Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam undertook the journey when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away, taking his father's body right up to Canaan and then burying him in the next to the grave of his father Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi narrates a very strange thing with regards to Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was born as a twin brother. His twin brother, his name was Ain Yasan Ais or Aisu. They were born obviously as twin brothers, so they were born on the same day. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam reached Canaan with his father's body, and when he was, the day when he was going to bury his father, that same day Isu had also passed away, the twin brother. So they lived the same life, they were born together, and they were buried also in the same qabr. Coming back to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had left Canaan, he came back to Egypt. He continued to do whatever he needed to do with regards to the sovereignty, to the governorship, etc. But then, of course, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, perhaps a very, very important lesson for each and every one of us. Rabbi qad atitani minal mulk. He used to make this dua, O my Rabb, certainly you have given me a portion of sovereignty. This is one very, very important lesson he teaches us. Sometimes we have a seat, sometimes we have some status, whether it is a political status or whatever it may be. And we think that that is everything and we think we are everyone. But that is not the case. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, being on the throne of Misr at the time when Egypt required somebody of the caliber of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to administrate the affairs, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam still regarded it as a very small portion. In other words, the greater mulkiyat, the greater sovereignty, all of it belonged to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And secondly, وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And O Allah, you had taught me the interpretation of events. So one is a material benefit, a material status that you had given me, a material gain, and the other is an Islamic, a spiritual thing that you had given me, of course, with regards to the nubuwat, the capacity of spirituality, and all of that has been included in this dua. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. O Allah, you are the Fatir, You are the creator of the skies and the earth. Now what is left really? أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ No matter how much I executed, whatever I needed to do with regards to the grain and with regards to managing the whole system of Egypt, but O Allah, you are my wali, you are my guardian, you are my protector, fi dunya, in the dunya and in the akhirah. Tawaffani muslima. What is left now? That for me to leave this world, and O Allah, cause me to die in a condition of submission, in a condition of subjugation. This was Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Their concern was not what this world would think about them. Their concern was not about the material things that Allah Ta'ala had given. Their concern was how would we leave this world. That is why many pious elders always ask the question, what is the difference, what is the difference between a wali of Allah and a non-wali of Allah? One simple difference, a wali of Allah is always concerned about how he leaves this world. Allah granted that we all leave with iman, and we all leave on that day that Allah Ta'ala is most pleased with us. But this is it, tawaffani muslima. O Allah, cause me to die in a state of submission. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin, and in the hereafter, cause me to be joined with the salihin, with the pious, and that salihin obviously will refer to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, that in the akhirat I be among the ranks of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It comes in the narrations deferring that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had passed away at the age of 110, some narrations 120, some narrations even go up to 170. After he passed away, then the sovereignty went back to the people who it belonged to before, which we know as the Firauns, and then it continued. The Bani Israel remained in Egypt, and then at the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he emancipated the Bani Israel, because then these Firauns began their tyranny and oppression against the Bani Israel. So the question was, how did the Banu Israel come from Canaan to Egypt? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had responded in this Ahsanul Qasas, the most beautiful of incidents, the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.